You know what else is coming up?
Do you know what is happening coming up? Speaking of coming up, Jack Morris and John Smoltz are going to do a together one.
Excellent.
We're going to talk about the 91 World Series.
Also, the Final Four weekend is right around the bend. 3x3, you, right here in Atlanta. 3-on-3 tournament going on. Did you know that 3-on-3 is also coming to the Olympics?
I always thought that this would be an interesting conversation. Now it's a little bit past that. It's a different enough game where, you know, look, if you can sell it and sell it to the tune of being in the Olympics, you might be onto something.
Robbie Hummel played at Purdue, was drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is one of the guys representing 3x3. He joins us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Robbie, thanks for coming on. Looking forward to what's coming up here in town during the Final Four.
No, definitely. I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, talk about how this whole concept is exploding, and now it's going to be an Olympic event.
Yeah, it's really big in Asia and Eastern Europe, and I think it's caught on in a bunch of other countries. We actually held, you know, it's honestly a sport that's kind of like tennis in the sense that you have challenger events, and if you play well in the challengers, you can get into masters, and the masters are more money and more points, and you accrue these point totals in order to move up the world rankings. But, you know, the United States held their first Masters event this year in L.A., and it was great. You know, great environment. They had it out by LAX, and there was a lot of people that came. And it's been amazing just in the 2 years that I've played 3-on-3, just how much it's grown. And, you know, we ended up winning the World Cup for the first time for the United States this summer. So we won the World Championship, and it was an awesome event. They had it in Amsterdam, right outside one of the museums, and for the gold medal game, there was like 4,000 people there. It was a great environment. You know, I think as a player, you're probably never going to get that rush of playing on, like, you know, CBS in front of 17,000 at the President's Center like you did in college, or playing on ESPN in the NBA, but this has to be the next best thing for somebody that's retired and is kind of playing for fun now.
The Dos Equis 3x3U National Championship coming to Atlantic Station in Midtown April the 3rd through the 5th. We're talking about a $150,000 prize pool. Robbie Hummel with us talking about that on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. So again, it's going to be fun to play, but people are playing for some cash as well, Robbie.
Well, the event has really grown in the 2 years that we've done it. The first year was at the Final Four in San Antonio, and we held the event where the slam dunk contest and the three-point shootout was, and it was kind of at a Division II university off the beaten path, so we didn't get huge crowds, but the viewership was really good, how they were live streaming, and then ESPN covered the final day. But I think that first year it was tough to convince kids that it was real. You know, this had never been done, and 3-on-3 is kind of a strange game in terms of the rules and the way it gets played, and there's some funky strategies. So I think getting kids was a little more difficult 2 years ago, but last year the event was absolutely awesome. We did it at the Mall of America. It was packed. I was shocked at the way that, you know, you put this in a mall, and the Mall of America is certainly a very high traffic area, and there's a ton of people out there, especially during an event like the Final Four, but people didn't understand it. They wanted to go see this event. They were there to shop. But then you see it, and the court is built in a way that's big time. And we had great crowds. You know, I want to say for the finals, Mall of America, we were in the atrium. So you had four levels of people. There was a terrific crowd. And getting players was really – it was much easier. I think you saw the rosters last year, and there's multiple guys that played in the 3-on-3 event that have now played in the NBA games this year, and it was phenomenal. So it's going to be like that again. You said it's down at that mall in Midtown, and it's going to be really cool.
All right, Robbie, let's go over a couple of things real quick. So people know that when you're talking about being at the Mall of America, you're not going over to Panda Express to ask a guy if he'd like to play a little basketball at that point. Is it a half court? Is it the size of a regulation half court? What are you playing on?
Yeah, it's half court. So you'd think that it would be like easier from a cardio perspective, but you're playing constant basketball. Like, if I'm guarding you and your team scores, we're not checking it up. It's not a slow-paced game. You're legitimately taking it out of the net, throwing it to the three-point line, which checks it, and you're playing right away. So there's possessions where you have guys who are totally gassed, and you have one sub. You can only sub on dead balls, which means fouls, or if the ball goes out of bounds. But you can have a possession where it's five or six times of transitioning from offense to defense, and you finally get a dead ball, and all three guys in the court want or need a sub, and you just, you know, two of the guys have to stay on the floor. It's exhausting. So it's fun to watch the college guys kind of adjust to it, and you can see the light bulb go on as they kind of pick up the strategies and the way that you have to play.
So speaking of strategy, in theory, a number of years ago, we came on the air and said, look, basketball 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doesn't exist anymore. There's not enough centers, but it's not a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 game. It's find me athletes who can play and then certainly find a group that can. You would think in theory, tall guy who can handle it, and an outside shooter would be, oh, that's my ideal three. Why do I have a feeling that's not the ideal three?
Well, you know what the ideal three is three guys on the floor that can dribble fast and shoot. And if they have size, that's great. But on the World Tour circuit, I can think of one guy who's on a team in the top 30 teams in the world that's like 7 foot, and he's really mobile and he can shoot a little bit. Versatility is certainly king in this game. And the game where you play with ones and twos, so it's weird. You might be guarding somebody, and if somebody beats you out the bounce, instead of going to contest at the rim, you're probably better off fanning out to the three-point line, which is actually, I guess, the two-point line in this, and having one of your teammates swoop in for a rebound, taking it out of the net and hitting you for an open two right away. There's some really weird things that go into this sport. And actually, the Denver Nuggets had us come out and play three-on-three against their guys last August. And I'd been in training camp with Denver, and I still know that the general manager is Tim Connelly. He was there when he actually cut me, so thanks a lot, Tim. But he invited us out to play with their guys. And I was really skeptical because I was like, you know, I'm 30. I haven't played, you know, I played 2 years in the NBA, but I haven't played that level of basketball in a couple of years now. And my teammates played in Europe, but, you know, it's a different deal. And he was like, no, I think it'll be really good to come out and play. And for the first two or three games, we were beating their guys. I was shocked. But it's such a funky sport, and there's so many weird nuances. It's very strange, but it's also really fun to watch. It's fast-paced. It's a totally different game from 5-on-5. It's like comparing traditional volleyball to beach volleyball.
Robbie Hummel with us, going to be the color commentator for the big tournament coming to town the weekend of the Final Four, April 3rd through the 5th. It's the 2020 Dos Equis 3x3U National Championship. A $150,000 prize pool is what's going to be divvied up. And you talked about NBA players. One local tie here, Brandon Goodwin from the Hawks, actually participated in that inaugural championship back in 2018. So for a lot of these guys, there is that light at the end of the tunnel as well.
Well, we've had a good amount of NBA scouts come through, and they watch. You know, it's just another way to evaluate, and I think 3-on-3 is great for that because you have to run an action with a 12-second shot clock. You know, there's not a bunch of time to just stand around, and you have to understand kind of how to play and how to find good shots in a short amount of time. So, Justin Wright Foreman played last year. He was one of the top scorers in all of college basketball. He's played some games in the NBA. Devontae Kaycock is on a two-way with the Lakers. It was great. I really enjoyed it, and I've loved doing the 3x3U in each of the 2 years, and I'm really looking forward to it again down in Atlanta.
And if you want to be a part of it or get more information, 3x3uhoops.com or on Twitter at 3x3uhoops. Robbie Hummel, appreciate the time. We'll see you when you come to town.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Robbie Hummel on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Do you know that Robbie Hummel was the 2019 USA Basketball Player of the Year as he helped Team USA to the FIBA 3-on-3 World Cup title last year? This thing is growing, Domino.
I did
and
not.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
No, I don't want to. I'm all for guys, you know, lacing them up, as the kids say. Do the kids still say that anymore?
Maybe.
I'm not really sure.
I cannot vouch for the kids.
I'm
a boomer.
Do you think there's an underdog?
Am I a boomer? What am I?
Yeah, you are.
All right.
You are.
They would call me that, right?
Yeah, of course they would. Of course they would. Look at you.
Stop yelling at a cloud, boomer.
What else are they going to call you? The point is this. Is there an underdog story? Is there a LA Fitness type team? Are there three guys who go, you know what, we never played in the NBA. Hardly played college.
I just like that the action is nonstop. You think when you play 3-on-3, someone will score and you stand at the top of the key and then they check the ball and they give it to you and you have them check it again and then you go. No, this is constant motion.
Yeah, if you're not in shape, don't try this. Like, you're not going to win. I'm just going to tell you, these guys are playing for money. They will take your soul. If they believe you're just out there for craps and giggles, don't. I think they'll be insulted by that. These men, this man was the 2019 Male Player of the Year.
FIBA. We're talking FIBA.
Going to the Olympics. It's going to the. It's like ice skating.
I know.
It's going to be in the Olympics.
I'm with you. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I'm on your side.
I might watch this.
Don't get excited. Over.
I'm going to ask you a question. The right three guys, three on three, or two XFL games. You have to watch both XFL games on one day, or you get to watch one. I'm kind of interested in that three-on-three thing. What would you do? Just tell the truth.
It's a good question. I don't know.
Thanks.